It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The world's largest meat processing company, JBS, with headquarters in Greeley, has restarted most of its production after a cyber attack. The FBI attributed the attack to a Russian-speaking ransomware gang. The Associated Press reports the attack on JBS was the largest yet on a food manufacturer by a ransomware syndicate, but they have targeted at least 40 food companies over the last year, including Molson Coors. Colorado has a new incentive to get people age 12 through 17 vaccinated against coronavirus. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The incentive is a $50,000 scholarship. Five eligible Coloradans will be randomly chosen to win one of those scholarships each week for 5 weeks. Governor Jared Polis says the winners will be picked from those who've gotten at least a first dose of the vaccine.
The money will simply be deposited in the college invest account, and it'll be there for them whether they go to school in-state, out-of-state, all forms of eligible education expenditures.
Polis says about a quarter of those 12 to 17 in Colorado have gotten vaccinated since the vaccine was first available to that age group a few weeks ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Renters in Colorado will have some protections from eviction for at least another month, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state's rental market will keep working under special rules that are meant to slow down the pace of evictions. Governor Jared Polis signed an executive order this week to keep protections in place through the end of the month. Right now, landlords have to provide 30 days' notice, allowing renters more time to pay back their rent and avoid eviction before the case goes to court. Normally, it's just 10 days. Meanwhile, there is still a nationwide moratorium that is preventing some evictions, but that's set to expire at the end of June. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Douglas County Sheriff's Office has arrested seven people accused of stealing and reselling goods from big box retail stores, CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The investigation is ongoing, but so far Douglas County Sheriff's deputies, working with several other law enforcement agencies, say they have arrested seven people who were allegedly stealing from Lowe's, Home Depot, and other stores in order to resell the goods online. Officers say they've recovered hundreds of thousands of dollars in gold and silver. All told, they say $5.2 million in goods were stolen over several years. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
This is CPR News.